Welcome to Lead with Clarity, where we help you focus on what matters most. I'm your host, Scott Sutherland, and I am here with my lovely wife, Shondell. Shondell, what's one word that would describe how you're feeling right now?
I am feeling honored because on the podcast with us in the house is our incredible Seattle partner, Alan Anderson. And welcome, Alan. And this is our little tradition. You know, this is even how we start all of our leadership sessions. What's one word, how you feel today?
Well, unequivocally, I feel stoked. I have been a fan and have followed the podcast since its inception. And to participate and get to join you is just a joy. So I am very stoked.
Great. Well, we're really, really excited about this. And Scott, what is our subject for the day?
Our subject is maximization myth. Well, I can't wait to get into this discussion.
Yeah, I am excited too. And this is really fun because Alan is on our Kavu series site. And if you go to Shondell Group/Kavu, C-A-V-U, stands for Ceiling and Visibility Unlimited. So it's a little play on our name Shondell, which is an airplane maneuver, which is the fastest way to gain altitude and change direction. So Kavu is a really fun piece because it's like you can see forever. And that's what we want to do when we call this podcast Lead with Clarity, because we want all leaders to have that kind of clarity, get out of the fog, get above and lead with vision and clarity from where we are. And so Alan has been a huge contributor in adding lots of leadership tidbits and real good, incredible coaching for individuals on the site. So Alan, walk us through, what is the maximization myth? Did I say it right? I love it.
Nailed it. You nailed it. And yes, Here's where we come up with this, is that if I were to Google business maximization, I am going to get a whole host of articles from Forbes, from Inc., from the top media companies telling me that I should maximize profits, I should maximize my talent. And that's not bad necessarily, but the thing that we have experienced time and time again is that people work to maximize prior to the first preceding elements that need to be focused on and addressed. And that's primarily optimization first, which leads into multiplication, and then we get to maximization. So let me use a quick analogy to really showcase these three phases, if you will, or elements that we really need to focus on. And then I'll kick it back to you, Shondell, and you can take it where we go. Does that sound good?
Great. Yeah, sounds wonderful.
Think about it this way for just a moment. In fact, let's use a car analogy, because we know Dr. Scott loves BMX and all things fast. When I have a vehicle that has 850 horsepower, if I am not very good at driving this stick shift 850 horsepower fast vehicle, and here I am trying to just go as fast as I can, I'm trying to punch it, I'm trying to get every 850 horsepower output from this machine. If I go straight to sixth gear and I'm gassing it, well, the truth is, I'm going to flood the system because I have not first figured out of I need to get in, buckle up, right? Do all the things you need to check the mirrors and so on and so forth. But the first step of optimization is, how good am I? How adequate or effective am I at shifting gears? I have to be very precise going from first gear to second gear to third gear and so on and so forth. Once I've gotten really good at that shift, that optimization of using this machine, then I move into the second phase, or the second element of multiplication, and then I just do it on repeat over and over and over. So I get really efficient at going from first to second, third to fourth, fourth to fifth, fifth to sixth, and I'm looking at the tachometer, I'm looking at my vehicle, and then finally, I can go into maximization, where because I've gone through the whole order of operation in proper order, no less, then I can really focus on punching this vehicle, assuming we're not driving on, a school zone or the freeway. It's a proper place to drive. I can then actually maximize the full output of what this very fast machine is intended to do. But I think, unfortunately, we go straight to, I want to go fast, or I want to multiply or maximize the profits, or I want to maximize our people. And I haven't first figured out, are they optimized? Are we able to multiply this great systems and processes across the organization, between departments, between the people? Then we get into maximization. So it's first optimize, it's second multiply, and then we maximize. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's great. So explain, Alan, to our listeners how we use this with clients. Like, what is a real life example they could put their brain around?
I'll use an example from last week, actually. I was on site with one of our clients. This client happens to be in the hospitality industry. And let's just go to the bottom line. How does a hospitality industry business make ends meet? Well, it provides five-star service to what? It's customers, it's clients. No, it's guests. So that implies a hospitality that you are creating a very wonderful experience from the time you're calling to book your hotel accommodation to the time that they check in to the time that they check out. Well, that mindset is actually carried throughout the organization of how do we support our guests and give that five-star experience with our external customers, our guests. But what does the executive team do? They take that mindset and they look at it as internal, and they call their employees or team members guests, internal guests. So instead of just, you know, here we have a bunch of staff or employees, they actually have internal guests that they want to give a five-star employment experience to. And so the way that this plays out practically is that in this first phase of optimization, what the leadership will do for their team is they will figure out ways that they can most satisfy, have excellent employee satisfaction response to each of their people, whether it's front of house, back of house, and anyone in between. They will first figure out what do our internal guests want? How do we help them? How do they have the right tools to do their work? How do they have their needs met? How do they have good insurance? How do they have all the things that would make their internal guests satisfied so that then they can take that and multiply it across every single department? So they make sure that their systems and processes are actually repeatable, because sometimes a culture in the front of house may be different from the culture in back of house. The maintenance and facility team may be different than the design and hospitality team. And so what we want to do is make sure we have repeatable processes that work for everybody. And then we get into maximization. And this is where the real fun starts. Then we get to start thinking, okay, maybe we need to have Taco Truck Tuesday and we feed the whole organization. Or maybe it's Massage Friday, or maybe it's any other day of the week, any other thing that would just, you know, maybe it's a coffee Saturday. And the idea is first focused on the internal guests so that that bleeds over into the external guests. And then what you have is a people group that feels very valued by this organization. And by going through those three simple phases of optimize, multiply, and maximize, that's how the outcome is satisfied people. Is that a good analogy to use, or how would you build off of that, Shondell? You know this client well. In fact, you know, we've been working with them now for well over a decade. Anything you would add to that?
Yeah, no, I really like what you're saying. And I appreciate so much companies like this that have such a heart for people.
So Alan, I really appreciate what you're saying. And a lot of this is on the high level. Let's drop the altitude down. Let's get closer to the deck and let's explore each one of these. Why don't you please start with optimization and speak into that a little bit more?
I think that's a really good observation, Scott, because I think practically speaking, it can be fairly simple to get this cognitively or get it from a big, you know, 30,000 foot view. But how does this play out practically? So let's first look at optimization. Think of optimization as being effective or effectiveness. And really, unfortunately, we have a day and age where everybody is so fast. We're so quick to move from one project to the next. We're so quick to go from one meeting to the next. We're so quick to move, as if life works like a microwave. And that's simply not reality, at least not most of the time. And so instead of people misinterpreting effectiveness for efficiency, let's really focus on optimization as effectiveness. And I think there's really probably three things that comprise being effective. Effective is first a really good plan. It's second, preparation for that plan. And then third, it's really practicing personal accountability so that when I show up, I have everything I need so that regardless of how good or hard, how easy or difficult my day was before work, or how difficult my work day was, so when I get home, we're really talking about being effective both personally and professionally. And so much of that comes back to having a plan, being prepared, and practicing that personal accountability. Is that a little bit more clear?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I think our listeners will want to take some notes on that point right there. Why don't you speak into multiplication next?
Multiplication is where we get a move away from just being effective. And presumably we're not moving to multiplication until we've been effective. And so if we're optimizing and we're effective, then we can move into multiplication, which is really the efficiency component. And that is, how can I get a little bit tighter in my responsibilities? How can I get a little bit quicker in email follow-up? So I'm not anti going fast, but I like one of our favorite organizations, leadership conferences that we've been to is the Muster, put on by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. And one of the big takeaways for us as a firm when we went was understanding that there's a mindset in the Navy, or in the SEALs in particular, that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And that's what we're really talking about here. I'm all for being quick, but only after you've proven to be effective first. So when we start to move into multiplication, it's a preconceived notion that we have, that we have mastered, or at least gotten within 90% accuracy of being effective. So that multiplication is all about efficiency. And that's where we're being, when we think of multiplication, that's where we really start to think through, we're persistent and we're really practicing our plan. And we're really ultimately going back to that personal accountability, so that as we start to get faster with things, things are going to show themselves or surface that, oh, I wasn't as clear with this other department where we have interdepartment responsibilities. I've got to make sure that they really know my intent on this. And so the multiplication stage is where you get to start to see how well your department works compared to other departments. Because at the end of the day, healthy organizations are much like a puzzle piece that fit within other puzzle pieces. Think about a puzzle. The picture is only clear when you have all the puzzle pieces. If we're missing, you know, whether it's a 10-piece puzzle or a 1,000-piece puzzle, if we're missing even one puzzle piece, we have an incomplete picture. And so that multiplication phase is all about being efficient so that it's working across the departments, it's working across the different people groups.
That is great. Yeah, I like it. I think I particularly resonate really well with slow is smooth and smooth is fast. I like that.
Yeah.
You love that that's part of this optimization extravaganza, don't you, babe?
I really do, you know, and in fact, I have a real experience with that, real life. And one was when I was learning how to mogul ski. And those moguls would come so fast. But the more I practiced, it was like, wow, they seem to be getting slower to me. Each one of them, it's not coming as quickly as it did before. Pretty soon I got to where, gosh, this isn't all that hard. And it feels slow, but yet my speed was increasing. And so was my accuracy of hitting each one of those moguls and staying in that fall line.
That's great. What a great example.
That's all so good.
I want to hear about the third one, maximization. Now, because that's what we're mything out. We're saying this is a myth. So walk us through that, because I think you're onto something.
I, from my vantage point, as we're working through, and we've worked across sector. I mean, Shondell, you know, the hundreds, if not probably thousands of organizations we've been grateful to partner with. Over the years, the thing that we've started to see is, we're not anti-maximization once these first two phases have been worked diligently on. So we actually get to reverse the myth and call it the maximization maneuver, to follow the mindset here, or follow our word picture of a Shondell. Yeah. Once we've gotten really good with optimization, once we've gotten really good with multiplication, and ultimately when we think of maximization, think of it as both effective and efficient in concert. And that's where it's our perpetual practice of getting better. It's really continuous improvement in a lot of ways. And that's where the analogy, we can go back to the analogy of taking that 850 horsepower, lean, mean, fast machine into sixth gear and really punching it, because we're just building on the previous foundations and we've gone through everything. And I think here's maybe the thing that ties all of this off. We're not looking for a quick fix. The idea of a microwave solution, there's no shortcuts. However, you can accelerate trust. You can accelerate people buying into the purpose and the values and the vision and the mission. I think we at times conflate shortcuts with acceleration. And this maximization is really, we start to see something take off. But if you look at the great organizations over time, we're talking decades typically. And that's what we want for organizations, that whether it's an internal guest or an external guest, whether it's an internal customer or an external customer, at the end of the day, the people that are tied to whatever organization, they walk away feeling maximum satisfaction. They're like, oh my goodness, I have devoted my life to something that is of meaning, as a value. And it typically starts with people care. And so that maximization of being both effective and efficient is because we've been doing all the right things. And it's ultimately because of personal accountability. When things go wrong, and they will, it's not first about who do I blame, but it's first, what could I have done to make something better or more helpful? And I think that's where we get to take that maximization maneuver once we've built on optimization and multiplication.
Yeah, the word that came to me because I'm following your ease is excellence. You know, we don't have perfection, but we sure are. We have a lot of excellence there. Yeah, we're so fortunate to partner with such an incredible person, both professionally and personally. We just really love you and Sarah and the kids. And so here is what, if we, at this point in our podcast, we always want to just kind of synthesize things so that after people have been listening, they can say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. And so this is what I heard you say, Alan, you can always correct me, that optimization is all about being effective. And that's going to be planning and really being prepared. And always, and every single one of these is our personal accountability, just always zeroing in on that. And boy, are we hot on that subject. So I look forward to drilling down more into that. The second one is multiplication, and that is all about efficiency. And the ingredients to multiplication is that we are practicing and doing what we do well, and we are producing results, and we are persistent. Sometimes it gets difficult in that multiplication place, but we are persistent. And again, we're doubling down. We are not checking off the list. Oh yeah, we're personal accountability, check. We are taking it to the next level. And then when we do that, well, then we are going to experience maximization as a result, not out of something that we go after. So we are going to experience the result, not the process, is maximization. And that's where we have both effectiveness and efficiency. And just because I love alliteration, I'm going to say, and that leads to being excellent. And that is where we see the profit come in, the personal accountability become a lot easier. And that practice over and over again becomes part of our DNA. How'd I do? Did I get you?
I get it? Not only yes, but hell yes. Let's go. That's you nailed it. You nailed it. That's so good.
Oh, good. Well, I appreciate it. I love what we're doing. And so let's go find Alan Anderson and tell him how much you appreciate what he's doing. And you can find him on LinkedIn, Alan Anderson. And that is with A-E-N, people. It's A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N. And also check him out on the Caboo. What? Follow him. It's shondellgroup.com/Caboo, C-A-B-U, and he is going to help you get to your next level. And so, as always, we want you to be the best you can be today.